They are. We have had a run of weather, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
It's doing okay.
Really nice.
I think we can actually, you know, maybe even wash our vehicles.
Yeah. Oh, we probably should.
Yeah. See what
maybe
we
that'll
do.
Scare up some rain.
When they start writing on your back windshield, you know, wash me, you know.
Armed police were summoned to an apartment in Germany after somebody spied a man with a gun. Mm. Caller was passing the apartment, spotted what seemed to be a man in the window. Caller alerted police and armed officers dispatched to tackle the gunman when police arrived at the scene. Figure in the window turned out to be a cardboard cutout of Pierce Brosnan.
Oh.
007.
It's James Bond.
Yeah. Life-size cutout of 07. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's apparently available at the time when he was James Bond and was promoting him.
Right.
So,
I see.
You know.
Yeah.
Aside from that, it worked out just fine. Residents
was there a Budweiser sign on the wall, too?
Yeah, blinking right there.
Yeah. What about a Texas City Limits sign? Was that, was that in there?
That's in
Farm to Market Road?
Sure. Residents in a quiet English village are embroiled in an extraordinary neighborhood argument. See, they have HOA problems over there, too.
Uh-huh. Someone leave a basketball goal out? Or
actually,
a soccer goal?
A military enthusiast bought a $15,000 tank and parked it outside his house.
Yes! If my neighbors did that, that would be awesome!
The huge green machine has been parked on the street since the new owner drove it there last week. Police...
When I'm parking it on the street, now I got...
could be a problem.
I don't like the parking on the street.
Yeah. But, you know, if you can imagine what kind of a base his concrete driveway would have.
Don't you know it?
Probably couldn't handle the tank.
Well, we know a guy locally that has tanks in his front yard, but I don't think he lives in an HOA.
Yeah, he doesn't live in a populated area.
Yeah, he lives down in the country.
Out in the county, don't matter.
That's right. He's got a great front yard, too.
Nicholas Carvenko. Nicholas bought the armored vehicle secondhand. No kidding. Secondhand, really.
What, he bought brand new? Yeah.
To one owner. One owner.
Yeah, like new.
That's right. To drive it for his pleasure and to display at shows and charity events. He's now refusing to move the camouflage vehicle.
Mm.
People are afraid, I can't see it as I go around the camouflage. cause an accident. Anyway, so you see they have HOA problems there, too.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to do what I can to keep us from feeling badly about ourselves, but... Sadly but true, we found out that when compared to Canadians, American people are too...
Uppity.
Fat!
Yeah.
Oh, fat.
Yep.
Oh.
Despite having a diet that consists solely of French fries with gravy and weird bacon ham and moose brains, Canadians are still significantly less...
Fat!
...than U.S. Americans. A study that was released yesterday shows that 34% of U.S. Americans are...
Fat!
Versus 24% of Canadians. Again, that's a 10% difference. So what gives? What's that all about? No scientific research.
Maybe they're more active.
Could well be. Well, they have to be. They're chased by mooses.
Right. You know? Mooses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wolverines.
Moose and wolverines all live in their backyards.
That's right.
You know.
Well, we learned that from Northern Exposure.
That's right. And, you know, because we all have oil
that was Alaska.
Wells. They have mooses. It was Alaska, wasn't it? That's nearby. Now, get this. It seems
close
that
enough.
Many U.S. Americans refuse to admit the fact that they are
fat
unless their doctor says something about it.
Ah, there you go.
And unfortunately, not enough doctors are bringing it up.
You need a prescription to be fat.
Yeah, researchers studied data from about 5,500 government health surveys that were taken between 2005 and 2008 and findings published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. They have some really great ads in there. Yeah. Internal medicine.
Uh-huh.
Explain that one-third of the patients that are
fat
and 55% of the patients that are
fat
were never told by their doctors that they actually needed to lose weight. So if the doctor doesn't say it,
right,
it's not real.
No.
Yeah.
Just because I had to buy pants that were 3 inches, 4 inches bigger, no. If the doctor doesn't say it.
Well, even that, I would think that there's a difference between the doctor just saying, hey, you know, I'd really like to see you, you know, drop a few pounds, which is the same thing your wife's telling you, right?
Yeah.
Then if the doctor's sitting there in the examination room and says, Joe, you are what we call morbidly obese. Fat!
Hey, fatty!
Yeah. I mean,
hey,
you know,
fatty.
That's like a diagnosis. That's a diagnosis.
Yeah, that way you could do that one, too.
Yeah.
Would you guys just shut up?
Yeah, really? Hello?
Well, it's real easy. Why Canadians are skinnier.
Why?
You know, shivering and running across the border for medical care.
Good point. But that wasn't the one I was looking for. This is the one I was looking for in terms of that logic.
Shut up, shut up. If I don't hear you, it's not illegal.
That's right. If the doctor doesn't tell you you're fat, then you're not fat. Remember that. Okay. Just says, why don't you just bend over and touch your toes here for about 10 seconds?
I can't even see my toes.
When was the last time you saw your feet? Yeah. All right, so there. So now we feel better about ourselves. I'll see if I can find a story about, I don't know. When was the last time we talked about that wonderful concoction that you get at a local fried foodery that has all the food groups in it?
I don't think we've done it this month.
Does it come in a bowl?
Yeah.
It does. I think it comes in a bowl. And
or a polystyrene container?
The fact that it is should give it notoriety. Mm-hmm. Should we call it the notoriety container? What do you think?
That's a little wordy.
Okay. We need to.
Why don't you dumb it down a little bit?
Okay. Well, then let's call it a famous bowl.
How's that? Sure.
Because if you took delectable powdered potatoes that are mixed with water and go ahead and those in there. And then, if you'll go ahead and take...
Was that a verb?
Fried parts of a chicken.
Chicken bits.
Yes. Uh-huh. With the wonderful spices that only they have.
11 herbs.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Yeah, put them right there. Then maybe if you put gravy on top of that. And, of course, you know that they have women who have been cooking for hours back
Mystery
there.
Mystery gravy.
So that it is such a wonderful savory gravy. Now... I think we had the discussion, maybe you can get white gravy on request.
Oh, like a cream gravy.
Something like that, just to add a little flavorness to it.
Uh-huh. And calories.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. And then, if we just topped it off with a cheesy blend.
No, you forgot something.
Oh, what'd I forget? Oh, that's right!
I believe there's some delicious sweet field corn in there.
You're right, there is.
Oh, well, there right, you go. Now it's healthy.
Right off the cob. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, they're back there manually removing the kernels from the cob.
Yeah.
That and then the cheesy blend. And then they hand you that.
That corn actually extracts calories from the dish.
Sure it does.
You know that?
Sure
chewing,
it does.
The chewing,
right. Right, it does. Yeah.
So then they give you napkins and a spoon.
Spork.
Yeah. Through the drive-in window and send you out onto Texas Avenue.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Piping hot.
Couldn't be any better than that.
That's right.
Yeah, get some coffee along with that.
Yeah, just
to wash it down.
No, a Diet Coke. Right.
And you can balance it on your console and eat and drive at the same time.
Put it on the armrest over to the side so you have to actually turn.
Exactly.
And you can pick that up. But you're texting with your other hand. While
you're driving with your knee.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
Through a school zone. So it's perfect. A Japanese company is offering, we're just trying to help you out if you're looking for something tasty for food today, you know. A Japanese company offering nose jobs without surgery.
All right, how?
Bam!
Really?
Like that,
yeah, what, are you getting a fight?
Yeah.
We got to go, by the way. Hello?
Hey, I heard that they were taking out all the corn so we could burn it in our fuel tanks as ethanol.
Excellent point, sir. Thank you. That's the other reason.
Well played.
Well, and they could have a price hike if they keep it in there, you know.
True.
So... That may be a profit incentive. They may be balancing on that to decide what they'll do, take it out for the ethanol or just charge us more for it. Because you know I'll pay any
That's
price.
That's right. Up to 20% ethanol.
Yeah, I think I got to bookmark this place here. It's weirdasiannews.com. This is the second story we've gotten from them this week. For $144, they have a product called the Beauty Lift High Nose that promises to, quote, I'm just saying.
That's right. That was a folk music group in the 60s.
It was the Beauty Lift High Nose.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Vibrate the nose and stimulate the bone. The end result apparently is a better-looking beak.
Make my nose.
And it only takes minutes a day.
Uh-huh. All you minutes do, a day. Yeah, wear that in your office.
Yeah. Well, all you do is you slip this gadget over your nose.
Sure you do.
Sure.
Right.
Flip a switch.
Uh-huh. It's like a CPAP machine you just walk around with.
And volley.
You got volley, a volley, too?
No. You have the perfect profile in no time.
And curtsy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to speak French. Volley. Volley, you got yourself a perfect nose.
Viola.
Volare. Now, that'll be, I don't know, they've got pictures. I'll have to go look at that. But, you say,
conduct your staff meeting that way.
Y'all take me seriously now.
Yeah, really. Everybody listen up.
See how that works for you. A company
Times are tough. Pay attention to me.
A company in France is building transparent houses that look like giant bubbles. I went and looked at a picture of this.
Don't throw stones.
Yeah, AOL News.
They'll come back at you.
What this looks like is, you know, the inflatables that now are on, you know, the snow globe deals, if you will.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, that are popular in, during the holidays.
Just a bigger...
The wacky, waving, inflatable, arm-flailing tube men that
not
you
that
see?
One, no, oh. No, just a bubble, yeah. A bigger version of that. It says, and they're marketing these new homes to what they call wealthy adults.
As opposed to wealthy children.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
right.
Going to soak you. The see-through bubble homes come complete with sofas, beds, and wood flooring. And since the walls are invisible, owners get what they call a panoramic view of the surrounding countryside.
So do you need one of those air machines to keep it inflated?
Well, I don't know. Of course, I didn't see that. It wasn't a video. It was just a static shot, so I'm not... Yeah. I'm not sure about that because, yeah, that whirring in the background would be a bit of an annoyance.
It'd be like living
night.
In a Coke machine.
Right.
Sorry? Living in a Coke machine?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have an office right next to the break room.